This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. So you can be a part of the show. So let's party. We got a good text here. We were talking to Giannis and maybe his want to get out of town. This text says, let's also just admit Giannis does not know how to play basketball with Dame. It's pretty clear it's not all about their age. There is an element of that where it's not a copacetic maturation with the two.
Giannis, like basically every great pro, once and he won a title that reinforces even more, is going to play his way. Mm-hmm. There has been hesitancy to fully embrace what should have been Stockton and Malone 2.0.
Yep.
I mean, Giannis, like I can pull up the data. He just...
Dude, and even a better version of that because of Dame's range and ability to shoot.
And Giannis's downhill force.
The gravity that he has.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the... what should have been the best pick and roll combo maybe in NBA history.
Yeah. And look, it's not just those two. No. I mean, in Giannis, it has a large blame to be placed, right?
But there's also Middleton in that.
Middleton. And then also, look, stability matters. And they've had zero stability from the coaching and front office. And it's just been a quagmire there. Yeah.
It's really unfortunate because, like, when that deal got made, like, I've mentioned it before, like Dame had told me so many times that the two players in the NBA, and it's not shocking, they're the two, I mean, to me, they're the two best players in the league. He's always like, if I could play with any guy in the league, it was Giannis and then Jokic.
Well, and that's where we go back to, this isn't the first time we've heard this with Giannis and the uncertainty in an offseason, because there were the rumblings of, all right, well, Giannis wants out. How do we get him to Portland? That was a few years ago.
That's like, what, 4 years ago? Yeah. 4 years ago? Yeah.
All right, you said Denver, too, in their path. Like, if Giannis wants to go, you ain't going to stop Giannis from going.
Yeah.
But Denver's got a more difficult situation there in that they need to hire a head coach, they need to hire a GM, and it will not be the star player of the team leaving.
No.
Because Nikola Jokic ain't going nowhere unless they hire Nico Harrison.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
Then maybe you can trade him for Zion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That oft-injured star who played in New Orleans.
It wouldn't be Zion. There is not a good comp for this, but it would have to be in a large market. Maybe it'd be like trading Jokic for Harden.
Bam. Bam's the one.
Bam.
Defense matters.
Don't put that into Heat fans' heads.
Yeah, I know.
See, the problem with you and Heat fans, you hate each other. No. You think like them.
Yeah.
You think like them way too much. you are already there.
Know your enemy.
So what do the Nuggets do then? And what does that look like? Obviously, everybody kind of points to Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon.
It's not AG. It's Porter Jr.
Yeah, well,
and
I was going sliding scale of importance of that.
Well, yeah, I know, but like AG wants to be there, and everybody loves AG. Like, he's a stabilizing force. But
one of the greatest beefs that Nuggets fans had with Calvin Booth as the GM was his reluctance to get away from Michael Porter Jr. God, that sounds familiar. At least they got a title out of it, though.
Yeah, but not only that, the you're already seeing, I won't say it's Porter Jr.'s agents, but it's also not Porter Jr.'s agents writing or feeding writers about how the Nuggets certainly won't move Michael Porter Jr. because he went to Missouri just like the Cronkies. They definitely can't do that. Like,
there's a legitimate thing where somebody, one of the junior Cronkies, said he will not be moved. He will stay here.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see. But also, like, it's so easy to blame Russell Westbrook, and it's fun to blame Russell Westbrook, but like, he's a minimum signing. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Having your starting point guard just be a pain in the ass has been a problem for them. And Jamal now, Murray has become, like, look, I don't think I've ever said this on air, but there is something about this Canadian basketball group. Almost all of them have a problem. Almost every single one of them has some sort of issue.
RJ Barrett.
Dylan Brooks. Like, SGA is basically the only one. Kelly Olynyk has dislocated like three shoulders of other people, not his own.
Yeah. I was going more to like some of the character and characteristics they hold.
Yeah. Like,
but Kelly Olynyk with the oft injured tag. Yeah, sure. You got that.
Well, no, injuring other people. Like, you look at the Canadian roster and it's just full of dudes where
I forgot he yanked on Kevin Love's shoulder.
Got somebody else too. Who else was it? I can't remember who it was. But like, you just look at that Canadian, and like, kind of makes me look side-eyed at Shaden a little bit. Like, Delano, love Delano, weird dude. Not weird in a bad way, but just a different cat.
Yeah,
just talking to him, like, he's just he's a jazz player, man. He's
Canadian, eh?
Just all like, but Jamal Murray, if you talk to people around Denver, you talk to people around the league, they're like, he got his money, he got his ring. He comes into camp out of shape every year, plays himself into shape.
And then gets hurt.
Yeah, and it's just like, and there's just stuff behind the scenes where he's just kind of a pain. And it's like, you have the lowest maintenance star maybe in the history of the league in Nikola Jokic.
And look, the problem is that, all right, say you move Michael Porter Jr. or Jamal Murray, you're not getting the return of guys that are going to be equal to them because of the baggage that they do come with.
Well, here's the thing. Like, let's kick that giant domino. Giannis asks out.
Yeah.
Dame is not staying in Milwaukee. Full stop. He is not staying in Milwaukee. If you're the Bucks and you...
That seems kind of newsy.
Look,
that seems very newsy.
He's not staying there. He's not staying in Milwaukee.
Russ does not seem entertained by that newsy...
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Yeah. That's kind of a very newsy thing he just said.
Yeah. But it
I was
is
over here reading about Gail King and the space trip.
There you go. But you look at that. Let's kick the domino over for Giannis, and he goes nuclear and he asks out. If you're the Bucks, don't you want to kind of like get a little younger and maybe figure some things out? What if you swap point guards with the Nuggets?
Okay.
Do you think Jokic and Dame could work? Because they're in a title window. They're not trading.
Do I think Jokic and Dame would work? Yeah, the guy who plays by sonar.
Yeah.
In Nikola Jokic. Yeah, I think he would work really well with Dame.
And if you're looking at that, if you're the new Nuggets GM, you're not trying to slow build this thing. You have Nikola Jokic in his prime. You are trying to win right now. So you're not trading for young stuff and picks and trying to figure some stuff out. You're trading for a veteran ready to go.
Jamal Murray, 28, Dame, 33, turns 34
this summer. Even you look at this season, with the exception of the blood clot, and hopefully that was what was the issue with his calf overall, he was still, 26-7?
Yeah, pretty good.
He still got it.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm like, that probably makes sense for the Bucks too.
Yeah.
You get a guy that is good, because you got to find the salary if you're moving Dame or Jamal Murray. Like, it's big money. So that when I talk about how this season could like completely go up, that's the thing. It's like, you could see monumental stars moved, next rung stars move. Like, there's a lot of stuff that could happen in this, but I'm really interested to see if the Clippers, like, I'm picking the Clippers against the Nuggets.
All right. Yeah.
It's the only team in the Western Conference that can play them straight up because they have Zoo.
Okay.
Like, that's who else in the Western Conference has a big like that, with the exception of the Rockets with Steven Adams? That's it.
Yeah.
That's the list.
Two teams that they're going to have to go through. We have a good submission on the fan text line for Canadian with non-baggage, Andrew Nemhard, Aurora, Canada.
Great dude. Also a little crazy.
No issues.
No, look, I genuinely wonder if they feel like second class citizens because they're hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, seriously, because it's just not as big a deal there.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Twitter. He doesn't have anything weird on there.
No, his teammates love him.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. I was looking for like a crazy tweet.
No, he's an intense dude.
Good dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so the Bucks and the Nugs could be the two teams that have stars in the big dominoes that could fall in the wake of playoff matchups.
And the Pistons are a team that aren't looking at that in that way. They're looking at it the other way. I believe the Pistons are favored right now to be the team that would land Devin Booker if it became available.
Oh.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.